that I am still in this fight with you.
In a video released Thursday on social media, Lake says her claims of a broken election system have been confirmed.
When we called for Katie Hobbs to recuse herself over a year ago, they ridiculed us. It turns out we were right. The fox was guarding the hen house, and because of that, voters have been disenfranchised.
Hobbs, the current Secretary of State, is the top election official in the state. As overseer of elections, Hobbs has several duties, including watching the counts and certifying the election results. She spoke on CNN.
And I'm not going to recuse myself from the job that the voters elected me to do.
Throughout the race, Lake called for an overhaul of Arizona's election system, citing problems with voting machines. In the video, she says she was right to question the system.
On election day, nearly half of all polling locations had problems with tabulating machines and printers.
But Hobbs said on Wednesday in an interview with the Washington Post, the system doesn't need an overhaul. She said as governor, she wants to expand early voting and maybe mail ballots to all registered voters. Carrie Lake called for voters who experienced problems with voting to reach out and share their stories, which she then posted on Twitter.
When we arrived at the voting center, the workers told us that the printers at that location were all broken.
So they went to the next closest voting center at Litchfield Park First Baptist Church. But while standing in the 40-person line, Mr. Kearns noticed some problems.
We noticed that about two out of every three people that tried to scan their ballots, they just wouldn't scan their ballot.
The location had only two scanners. Neither worked on Mr. Kern's ballot. He was asked to put his ballot into door three, but he refused. In the end, they allowed him to use the handicap system, which prints a larger ballot. That worked. It took them over an hour to vote, and by that time, he estimated the line to be between 100 and 150 people.